Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
NHL trade deadline was earlier, and although it doesn't have the same excitement level and interest as the NBA trade deadline,
previous years ago NHL trade deadlines,
when you were buying and trying to get better and make a push for the playoffs, I did find myself monitoring the situation, refreshing Twitter, wanting to see what, you know, the return might be. Eisenman able to get a couple of second round picks for Andreas Athanasiou. Also got a conditional fourth round pick in 2020. Could be a third round pick in 2021 for Mike Green. And I believe the two players they got in return in both trades, those guys are going to be done at the end
one
of the year.
One is retired and done, and the other one will probably be done. So, and they now have 10 picks this year. Six picks in the top three rounds, and I was down there today, and Eiserman sort of gave a state of the Red Wings right now, and I thought he was very good laying it out. It's weird. When somebody like Steve Eiserman, again, emphasizes, I know it's been an awful season, we do need patience, we need as many picks as possible, it doesn't come across as whiny or pleady at all. It comes across as very measured, and even a couple of times we tried to ask, you know, okay, you've been here a year. Is it kind of worse than you thought as far as what you have? Well, I didn't really think one way or the other. I mean, I knew it was going to take a lot of time. It's got to be worse than he thought, right? And that said, he's piling up picks, and at this stage, that's all you can do. And I thought he laid it out without ripping Athanasiou. Didn't rip anybody really at all. He made it clear why they did it, and they had to do it.
Okay, so what did you make of today? Did it enhance the confidence, you know, that you have in Steve Eisenman? Did you not like the return? The phone number is 248-539-9797. And did it convince you that, you know what, if Stevie Y, ultra competitor, is going to go down this path, isn't this the way to do a rebuild, to orchestrate a rebuild, to get the lottery tickets, hope you get lucky on several different guys, and see what happens over the years? Again, the phone number 248-539-9797. As far as the return goes, I didn't go in with a whole lot of expectation. I knew they were going to make a couple of moves, but I wasn't sitting there going, you know, like with the Pistons, I would have been totally, you know, pleased if they had gotten a first round pick. Like, that was my expectation. So they went short of that. I'm happy with the buyout since. I'm happy that they clearly are not going for it and not trying to do anything stupid, right? But with the Wings, I think we did see one big difference today in the way Eiserman's going to handle things moving forward and the way that Kenny Holland handled things moving forward. And that was, Eiserman didn't wait too long to get rid of a guy. You know, like, we criticize Ken Holland for, like, okay, yes, for holding guys in Grand Rapids for too long. But then once they got, you know, brought up, whether it be Gustav Nyquist, whether it be Tomas Tatar, Justin Abdelkader potentially, giving these guys long-term deals and hanging on to them, I think, for a little bit too long, where they were good, but they were never going to be much better than
exactly.
that. And I see Athens see you in that light a little bit, where Yzerman just said, well, we're going to pull the plug now and not wait.
And Yzerman's only been here a year, so he hasn't had a chance to give out bad contracts, to be fair. He also got a little lucky. Last year at the trade deadline, Mike Green was injured, didn't he? He was out like most of the rest of the year, so Holland couldn't trade him. Last year, they got lucky. Athanasiou just came back and started playing again and was good enough, and certainly Ken Holland knows about him. So I think you're right. Yzerman, and people wondered, would he give up one of the core? And he said, you know, I didn't look to give up any. Define our core however you want. That's what he said. He's not going to name names, but you know who it is. And that wasn't my plan, too. But if somebody blew me away, but, you know, it would have had to be a first-round pick at least. And he didn't. But doesn't mean he's beholden to them forever, I don't think.
No, and what I like about Yzerman is he had a lot of his success in building the Lightning by hitting on second-round picks, third-round picks, fourth-round picks, building the depth of the team in that way. Obviously, they had a couple of high picks before he got there, and that certainly helps when you have some built-in stars. But it was Yzerman, whether it be finding a Kucherov in the second round or, you know, whomever, that's what you got to try and do. You got to find guys later that develop later, and that's the most difficult part. But there's clearly proof that he's been able to do it elsewhere.
Yep, here we go. Before we go to the phones, ticket text 97136, both sides of the argument here. Excellent return for both players. 2 seconds for AA is fair and warranted. There's a lot of talent in the second round. Anything for Green is a good return. He's a rental. Okay, next one. Steve Yzerman lost a trade to Ken Holland. Let that sink in. In a seller's market with one of the most marketable wingers this deadline, he couldn't get a first.
Now, see, I would say, go ahead.
Well, I would rather have a first than two twos, but I think
I don't know.
I think that's comparable, isn't it?
I think
comparable to a first.
Well, I think I think it speaks to Yzerman knowing how long this is going to take, and to your point, just how bad this is. Because let's be honest, getting, you know, one first round pick this year, which ultimately is going to be what, 28th, 27th, something like that, if it were Edmonton, is it more valuable to get a couple of those seconds and maybe, I don't know, next year's second you can use to trade up potentially to get that late first round pick, use some of the, you know, draft capital you've built up? I would think that two twos is more valuable than just 1-1 this year late in the first round.
Okay, stop saying two twos and 1-1.
Two twos, 1-1, three threes.
Yeah.
Ron, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Ron.
How's it going?
Hello,
everybody made fun of Stevie when he got rid of St. Louis, and look what happened then. They turned around and they.
Although much older player. At that point, St. Louis was in his early 30s, though?
Yeah, he was much older. But he was kind of a legend down there, too.
Yeah.
And they all wanted to hang him then, and then, look, he pulled it out and made it happen. That's all I got to say.
So you're happy with what he got?
Yeah, I mean, you got to mix up the pot. You got to get some older players, and you got to get some younger players, you know? Right now, your problem is you're not scoring goals and you're letting too many goals in.
that is both problems. Yeah, it's kind of an issue.
You ain't got to find a goalie that's going to be, you know, Patrick Waugh or something like that, that's just going to throw up everything and stop everything, or you got to find somebody that's going to score you 50 goals and more.
How about both? I'd like both.
Yeah, I would too.
I think both.
Can we be creative?
Yeah, both.
I think the only way you're going to get that is that you're going to have to give up some of your young players. You got a couple young players. You can get up somebody that's older, that's good, that's going to get you 2 or 3 years and help train the younger guys. And I think that's where he's leading towards right now.
Correct. Thanks for the call. Ticket text 97136. He needed to trade one of the two goalies to call today successful. Honest to God. No offense. You could get nothing for Jimmy Howard, and you could virtually get nothing for Bert. Somebody asked Yzerman today about the goal, and he said, I'm not disparaging, and I'm saying we got no calls about our goalies. None.
I like the honesty.
Yeah.
And Bernier also has another year in his deal, doesn't he?
I believe he does.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you were trading for him, who's not having a good year, you would have him for another year. You don't want that.
and here's the perfect one, and I agree with this, Ticket Text. This is why Yzerman gets the benefit of the doubt. He's not afraid to make the small move, and he doesn't get fleeced very often. Contrast that with the Pistons, who left draft picks on the table to just buy out Morris and Jackson. Okay, they probably couldn't get anything from Morris and Jackson either. But you're right. Athanasiou, though, is considered a talent.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Morris or Jackson. Do you think?
Yeah, there's still hope that he could be a star potentially.
He's 25. Yeah.
What did you make of Stevie Y's return today? Do you think he did well enough? Are you skeptical about it? Do you think he got fleeced by Ken Holland?
No, he didn't get fleeced.
I would actually agree with that. and does he actually get you believing, you know what, getting draft capital, losing games, going through this hard phase where it's going to be ugly, are you kind of on board with it now? I know it sucks. Every team's going through it right now, but Yzerman knows what he's doing. He's built something before. He's been through building a franchise, a dynasty as a player. I think he should be giving you a little bit of faith. You know what? This is the way to go about it. 97 won the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.